Welcome back to the Real Bodybuilding Podcast. This is episode number 70, and I'm here with the man, Nick Walker, who has created a bunch of controversy. And let's talk about your pro debut, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling great.
Your face looks puffy. How much food have you eaten?
A good amount.
Well, I know on our last podcast, we talked about, after you got your pro card, you said you hadn't had a cheat meal in like, you had one cheat meal in like fucking, I don't know, 20 fucking weeks or something crazy.
Yeah.
So
I ate a lot of food.
I want to know what you ate. Cause you know, everybody knows that watches the podcast. I'm a food guy. So give me like the worst day. Was the right after the show the worst day, or like the day after that?
Probably right after the show.
Did you have to fly? You flew from Atlanta to Florida, right? Or back?
Yeah.
So right after the show, what'd you eat?
Well, first, right after the show, Matt's wife cooked me like this big tinfoil tray of cookies.
Yeah.
So by the time she gave them to me, by the time we were ready to go to the restaurant, half that tray was gone already. And it was a shit ton of cookies
I'm
talking.
Let me guess. It's probably the best cookies you ever had.
They're by far the best cookies I ever had.
Yeah.
And it was like, normally I was like thinking to myself, I'm going to eat all these cookies. I'm going to fucking get sick. I'm not going to be able to eat my food, but yeah. I don't give a fuck right now. Yeah. And as I put the tray down though, I'm like, I'm fucking starving.
It didn't matter, did it?
But I didn't want to keep going and then risk it. Cause I'm like, I do want food.
Yeah. 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 I've been there. Yeah.
So, me and my family, we went to my favorite Cheesecake Factory, of course.
Yeah.
And I ate way too much bread to even count and tell you. And then I got a bacon cheeseburger with an egg on top.
Nice.
Two orders of fries. And then
you got to have the egg on top. The egg makes all the
difference. You have to.
It's fucking such a good addition.
It just makes it that much better.
You know, the mistake I make is I usually eat the whole tray of fucking cookies and then nothing tastes good after that.
Really? Yeah, you get so sick, you're like, I don't even want it.
Like it looks
so good.
Yeah.
I'm still going to eat it though.
Yeah. So how was the flight? Like, were you all bloated and shitty on the flight home, or were you okay?
No, so like, okay, so after we had all that food, I went back to the hotel, and I don't know about you, but I never sleep after a show. I can't sleep.
Yeah, I usually am wired for like a few hours. Like, I'm up late.
I was up all night.
Yeah.
I was just laying in bed on Instagram all night, on YouTube, trying to go to sleep, just didn't work. So I just laid in bed, and it was like 6:15. I got up, took a shower, did my morning poo-poo and pee-pee,
yeah.
And I got on the scale. And I only put on like 3 or 4 pounds. I'm like, that's it. Yeah. I said, well, fuck this. I'm going to finish the rest of this tray of cookies. And that's exactly what I did.
Good.
And then me, Matt, my family, and his family, we went out to a breakfast place. I got a huge omelet, a side order of fries, a lot of toast. And his kids got yogurt, and I wanted yogurt too. So I got me some yogurt. And then there were like these, I forget the name of these things, but they were like, they looked like powdered donuts that you dip in honey.
Yeah.
Never had them before, demolished all of them. They were too good.
Yeah.
And then after that though, honestly, the rest of the day was pretty clean because after that we packed up the hotel.
Yeah.
Me and Matt trained legs and then he took me to the airport and I didn't really eat nothing.
Okay. So let me ask you a few things. So I'll ask you the more in-depth question first. When I'm up after a show and I can't sleep, usually it's because I'm kind of going over the show in my head and kind of trying to figure out what happened, if something went wrong, if something went good. Like, I'm just kind of replaying shit. And then you're obviously on social media, so you're looking at comments, you're looking at pictures, so what was that process like? Like, what time did everybody go to bed? And what time were you, like, what time was it when everybody went to bed and you were kind of still up?
Well, I was in my room alone. Matt actually spent the night with his family.
Okay.
My parents had their own room, so it was just me in the room for that night.
Okay.
And I was
Your girlfriend wasn't there?
No, so we actually broke
shit.
Up.
Oh shit.
let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
So we did break up I don't know, 2 weeks of me being in Florida maybe.
Yeah.
But then when I was about 7 days out, we had a talk and we're now like together, but we're taking it nice and slow, seeing what happens.
Okay, I have a million.
But she already canceled her flight to come.
Okay.
And I didn't want her to rebook it. Like, I'm like, don't rebook it. That's too much money. Like, it's way too close. Like, it's fine. It was my, it's I'm not mad. Like, it's good. So
I want to come back to that. So you keep opening up new things. So I want to come back to that. Okay, so you're in your room by yourself.
Yeah.
What's going through your head at this point? You just had your pro debut. And we'll go back to actually the show, but at night in a hotel room, how are you feeling about your pro debut and all the stuff that's being said online and all that stuff?
Well, it was a mixed emotions. It's like, you know, after, believe it or not, after prejudging, you know, this is my nighttime thoughts. After prejudging, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I looked like after prejudging, I was considered sixth place.
Yeah.
I thought I looked good enough to be in that top four.
Yeah.
At the very end. And I couldn't understand why, you know, so even after the prejudging, I got off stage, you know, I got emotional. I gave Matt a huge hug. I said, I don't get it. I don't know. Like what did I do? What did we do? You know, so we got back to the hotel really. And, you know, he kind of just let me be for a few minutes. You know, then he said, all right, let me look at you. And we ate some food, nothing crazy. We still kept the diet the same. Like we didn't go have a burger and fry or nothing. We just had some rice, some peanut butter and, you know, things like that. And I got really frustrated. I'm like, I know I look good enough to be compared next to that top three.
Yeah.
Like I know I do.
Yeah.
You know, so I came back to finals with, you know, a vengeance pretty much. Like I knew they were going to rejudge us. Especially after reading all the comments that people who said I got overlooked and, you know, all that, I said, they're probably going to want to rejudge us.
Yeah.
And I said, I know I'll be in that mix and I have something to prove now. I have to be better.
Yeah.
And it seems like I got better. It seemed like everyone said I posed harder. It seemed like I was into it more. You know, I ended up moving up two more spots. I got fourth and arguably could have been third.
Yeah. I think people don't recognize or people don't maybe understand the effect that your emotions have on stage, because a judge is going to, it's almost like when a judge is looking at you, they can feel your emotions. So if you came back at night and you were like aggressive and on it and pushing, they can see that, right? So they're going to look at you a little bit more. Whereas if you're like reserved and you're timid and you're hiding, they kind of, they're, or not hiding, but not as aggressive. They're kind of push you aside. Right.
Right.
So it obviously paid off for you because you came back and ended up in fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Me judging the show myself, I actually had you in third, and this is no knock against Max. I think Max is a great bodybuilder. I just think, you know, obviously in the midsection, he beats you. He's got an amazing ab structure.
Sure.
But I feel like you kind of, well, I would say in the ab and chest area, he beats you, but you kind of beat him everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like in the backside, your back shots were so dominant compared to his that I feel like it put you ahead of him. But obviously the judges have the reasoning for why they put him there, and so be it. But so you moved back up to fourth. So you're laying there at night thinking about it. And how are you feeling with your fourth then?
After letting everything sink in, I was actually very happy. You know, for a pro debut, being, you know, you have Akeem Williams, you have Justin Rodriguez, you got Max Charles, and to basically take fourth after those top three, I feel is an accomplishment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're elite bodybuilders. They're at the top. They're veterans. Like they're, you know what I mean. So for me, I look at it as it was a win-win.
Yeah.
You know, and I was also, you know, the talk of the show. Just, you know, like. especially moving up two spots and, you know, taking fourth. So I don't look at it as a loss. You know, I did lose, but I look at it as a win-win for me.
You think that difference between sixth in the morning and fourth at night, do you think it was just emotional and attitude, or do you think there was something different about your physique?
I don't know.
Because I texted you in the morning. I remember.
Yeah.
I saw you come out for the individual opposing round, and I'm like, why does he look so dry? Like, you're.
Yeah, they didn't. Matt noticed the same thing. He comes rushing backstage and he's like, you need to glaze up right now.
I text you. I'm like, dude, put some oil on it.
So, yeah.
But when you came back out, it looked way better because all of a sudden your chest had a shine on it and stuff. But you didn't, did you look any, I don't know if you looked any tighter at night though. Like, I thought you still looked just as good.
Well, I actually talked to Tyler Manning and he said I looked a lot better. And
okay.
So I don't know if it was like, the emotions from prejudging to finals, like, it was over. So I like relaxed more.
Yeah.
And I was more calm.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I don't know, but.
Did you have any reservations after prejudging? Like, did you feel like, oh, maybe I don't belong? Maybe like, did you.
No, I belong.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just kind of felt like I was overlooked a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because the top people they called out, whoever, I don't know his name, so forgive me. Was I was on the end, and whoever was in like between me and I think Justin, he was nowhere to be found after that call out.
Well, I don't know if it was Eddie Bracamontes. Eddie took
fifth. No. It was a tall like.
Black that's Phil Klahar, I think.
After that first original, he was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, he disappeared after that. It's kind of like they moved him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's who you're talking about. If I'm not, forgive me if I'm wrong, but
I think it is.
Yeah, I think that's who, because I remember seeing him in there and I'm like, I didn't see him in the second call up myself, like when I was piecing everybody together. But so what happened with the girlfriend? So we talked about the last time you're on the podcast, we talked about your girlfriend and how every time you get ready for a show, you break up with a girl. And so you're happy that she made it through North Americans.
I was, yeah.
But she didn't make it to the Chicago show. She didn't make it to Chicago. So tell me, can you tell me what happened, or is it too private?
No, it wasn't bad. I'll talk about it. Basically, I think for the both of us, it was an overwhelming situation.
Yeah.
Because I turned pro and then literally moved to Florida to prep for Chicago. So for me, like, to just do everything at once. And then for her, it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, like, I kind of, you know, she just moved to Jersey and now I'm moving to Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we were both in a full window of emotions. So, like, we didn't argue a lot while I was in Florida. But, you know, I felt like, you know, I'm in Florida to prep for Chicago. I'm focused. I don't have time for bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there were certain things, I won't lie, there were certain things that I did that probably I shouldn't have done that made her feel some type of way.
Yeah.
And because I was so focused and still a little overwhelmed at the time, I didn't give a shit and I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't talk for a few days. And we talked one night and I just said, I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah.
Right. Just, I don't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it kind of just ended like that. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple of weeks went by and we had a long talk. She kept blocking me back and forth. I kept blocking her back and forth. Like, it was some
On Instagram?
Yeah, it was some childish shit going on. but one day we had a nice little chat and I said, listen, I want to talk, but if we're going to fight, I'm going to hang up. Like, I'm not arguing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was, you know, we were like, no, let's just talk. So we talked it out. And you know, I just had to realize how good she was with me through North Americans that, and also realize how overwhelming it was for the both of us right after just winning.
Yeah.
And doing a pro show right after, but then strictly moving to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot at once.
Yeah.
You know, so we talked it out, we worked it out, and we are back together, but we're taking it day by day, and yeah. We haven't had any issues yet. So
I think when it comes to our significant others, it's like if you find a good one, they usually can handle like a show prep, right? They usually know to like let you do your thing and be who you're going to be. And she probably thought, like my wife would think, like after the North Americans, okay, I get to have my man back.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm doing another show. So she's like, oh fuck, now I got to go through this again. So it's almost like, she, in her mind, she's probably not prepared for it.
Yeah.
Like that's, I'm just speaking from my own experience because like my wife is like, she's enough to, she's good enough to let me go. Like if I set out a show, like let's say I'm going to Chicago. She'll be like, okay, cool. I'll leave you alone for 6 months.
Yeah.
But after Chicago, I want you back.
Right. Right. But she kind of knew, like I already told her, I said, if I win North Americans, I'm doing a pro show. And if I win a pro show, I'm going to the Olympia. Like, right. I think she was prepared for it. But at the same time, me and her never really had a chance to develop our relationship. Like, it started out as distance.
Yeah.
When she moved here, I basically started prep already.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was really no us time. It was just, you know, we traveled to see each other. It was nice. It was great. But then as soon as we got to really be together, I'm in prep.
Yeah.
So we didn't get the chance to really form a relationship. And then me moving to Florida didn't really help the situation.
You're like, moving away.
I'm glad we're working things out though. Like I do love her. So, I know she's supposed to come down here in March officially, possibly.
Where does she live now?
So, in Jersey.
She's in Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you more about the show. So
your
first pro show, you show up. What does everything feel like at registration? Now you're standing with the big boys. Are you nervous at registration? Are you feel like you fit right in? Like, what is it? What's it like?
Oh, I felt like I fit right in. I was excited, man.
Well, I mean, it must be easier for you too, because a lot of the guys know who you are already.
Yeah, like I was, at that moment, like it now felt real. Like, okay, like here we go. Like I'm here, and I'm seeing everyone. It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And they call your name, and you got to walk up and get your number.
Yeah.
It's always a nervous moment for me. I don't know why. Like
really?
Early on when I started, back when I started, it wasn't like you. Like with social media, it feels like everybody can kind of get to know everybody even before you're a pro. They kind of know who you are.
Right.
Especially you, because people kind of were waiting for you to turn pro. So like,
all
the guys kind of knew who you were already. So when I turned pro, it was like, nobody knew who the fuck I was. So I walk into registration and I'm like, there's Darren Charles and like, Johnny Jackson and Chris Cormier. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? Right.
Right.
And then they call your number and they're like, you know, first they say your name wrong, like Fawad, you know, number one, come get your number. And I'm walking up, you have to walk up between all the people.
They're all staring at you.
They're all staring at you. Like who the fuck is this guy? Right. So, but it must've been different for you because like I said, everybody kind of knows who you are already. And you kind of felt like you fit in a bit.
And immediately, like as soon as I showed up, you know, I did an interview with Muscular Development. So like, I didn't really have any nerves or anything. I was just ready to go, you know?
Good. Good. So then when you get to, obviously the nerve factor probably wasn't an issue at pump up. Like when you get to the pump up room the next day, you walk in, everybody's dressed and you start kind of sitting around. Are you sizing anybody up? Are you looking around? Or are you kind of just doing your own thing?
Oh, of course. I'm looking at everyone. You know, but you know, I'm a competitor, you know, and I look at everyone and I'm like, I can beat you. I can beat you. I can beat you. I can beat you. You know,
I lost video. Are you still there? I can hear you. I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Hold on.
There you go.
See me?
Yeah.
You know, I sized everyone, you know, it's, you know, but I have just the winning mindset that I like, you know, I did look at, Justin though. And I was like, Justin looks good, man. I was like, Justin looks real good.
So when you saw, when you're looking around everybody, you saw Justin, did you say, take a look at Akeem too? And you're like, or did you think, where did you think you were going to place when you're looking around at everybody?
I knew I was going to be in the top five. I just didn't know where.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know?
So none of this, like, because I know you're a very confident person.
Yeah.
So is any of it kind of a shock to you at all that you were like, was it hurtful in any way, or did you kind of feel like you belonged in that top five, but not necessarily winning?
Well, after pre-judging, I was a little hurt. I was a little upset.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I said, I thought I was overlooked a little. I thought I could have been higher in that top four when they did the final, call outs for prejudging. You know, but when I came back to finals and, you know, got a little angry and posed my ass off and I got fourth, I was happy. You know, I was like, this is cool, you know?
Yeah. So now you got a taste of it. Now you know what it is. What's next?
Me and Matt, depending on how the schedule is and what COVID does, who knows, for next year, possibly New York Pro.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of? What?
Yeah.
What adjustments are you guys going to make? One of the things I noticed, I think a lot of your issues have to do with posing.
Yeah, so when I talked to Tyler, he basically just said, my legs are big enough. They just need more sweep.
Yeah.
A little more roundness, a little more work to my upper chest. And he wants me to work on my front lat spread and back lat spread.
Yeah. Your front lat spread doesn't feel like you're comfortable.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. And me and Ian,
it actually got a lot better from North Americans to this show, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But I know it's still not good enough. I didn't think my back lat spread was that bad. Like, I knew what Tyler was saying, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, I didn't think the back lat spread was bad at all. I thought it was just the front. It's partly, this is your back lat spread here. I mean, this is a video.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can blow this up a bit. Is this your posing routine?
Yeah. Keep going. This will be the back double. It's more toward the end. There it is.
Yeah, your back lat spread is good.
Like, yeah, I thought in that particular moment, like, it's really good. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it's good there. So the one thing that I noticed was me and Ian were doing a breakdown, and Ian actually pointed it out that you stretch out your stomach a lot.
In the front?
Yeah, like when you're doing a front double.
Yeah.
You pull this up, like you elongate it, right?
Yeah, I do.
And Ian was saying, I wonder what it would look like if he crunched down on his abs instead of stretching them out. And yeah. I wondered the same thing for your front lat spread. I wondered what that would look like. Because it's almost like you're making your torso more of
longer.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
Well, when Matt's going to move down here in the first week of November.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see. I think I won that shot, but. But with him being with me every day, we're going to be able to really make, I believe the best changes now, because he's going to basically see me every day. You know, I think we made the most improvements together ever from North Americans to Chicago, because we were almost together every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think that plays a huge role.
You think you won this shot?
I do.
I think Akeem's got you beat in the shot. Maybe I can see you beating Justin in the shot. Because I see better arms than Justin.
Yeah.
Better legs. He's a little bit better. He's better in the chest. You're about even in the stomach and shoulders. Your shoulders are a little better. I think I could see you beating Justin in this shot, but I don't know about Akeem because he's an animal.
Akeem was a big boy, man.
Yeah, he's just a different.
Akeem is a big boy. I won't lie about it.
When you guys were pumping up and you saw him getting ready, did it freak you out or no?
No, I'm just saying he's a big boy, but
yeah,
if I'm more conditioned, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so this freaked me out. I want to ask you about this. This is the day after the show.
Yeah.
Is it smart?
You could say no, or you could say yes. I felt good, and I was hydrated. I drank a lot of water. Like, I was good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I...
This freaked me out. I'm like, come on, man. The day after?
Yeah.
You're insane. You're insane. By the way, this machine's fucking amazing.
I love it.
Where is this at? This is in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's at a gym called, was it Madhouse?
Yeah.
One of the, they're not done yet. They're getting all the stuff in there, and he let us come in there, the owner let us come in there to train.
Yeah.
It is probably going to be the best gym in Atlanta, hands down.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet machine, man.
Yeah.
So, are you going to the Olympia?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Are you going with Raw? Or are you going with a different company? Or are you going just to watch?
I don't know if they're going. I don't know about that yet, but I know me and Matt are going because he has Sean Olympia.
Sean Clarita.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are getting ready for New York. How are you going to make changes? You got the changes that Tyler told you about.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything of your own thoughts of how to fix things? Did Matt say anything to you that what he thinks?
We had a brief discussion, but I'm sure once he moves down here, we'll have like a, you know, true sit down of what the game plan is going to be. But really, like, as far as the training, I don't think the training's the issue. I am 26. I'm young. Yeah. So I just think a little bit of it is just, you know, muscle maturity.
Yeah.
As well. Like, I can make the improvements, but still being young, when you're standing next to guys that have been doing this for years, it's, you know, they're going to have that, you know, factor over you a little
bit. Yeah. Yeah. The density and muscularity of
course. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You know, I know I'll make the improvements. I know I'll do what needs to be done. It's just going to be whether if it's good enough or not.
Yeah. What do fans expect from you in your downtime now that you're off? Like, are you, what are we expecting to see from you? Because like, how much are you weighing right now?
I woke up this morning at like 262.
Is Matt planning on keeping you lean and like lean and light?
Yeah, I think we're not trying to get too heavy again.
Yeah.
I don't know how heavy, but we're going to go more of a by look than, you know, looking at the scale. I mean, a scale will keep as an indicator.
Yeah.
But we're going to just go by how we look, you know. I don't want to, you know, if I can reach 300 and be in good shape, then sure, why not? But
if
I start to feel, you know, that shitty feeling,
yeah,
I don't, you know, from all the food and the weight, I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah.
But if I can hold around 280, 285 and, you know, look really good, I'll be fine with that.
What's your rebound like right now? Like, are you rebounding all clean food? Does it give you like more treats? Yeah. Or like what?
No, it's all clean food. It's actually not, it's actually a little lower than what I was eating into the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
A little bit. Probably because I ate so much after the show. He wants me to kind of rebalance a little bit.
Out. Yeah.
And then we'll up it from there. But
yeah. How hard is that?
What, rebalancing?
No. For me, see, it's weird.
Well, being strict on a diet?
Well, being strict on a diet is one thing, but it's hard after a show when the floodgates open.
Well, see, here's the thing for me. I did have a bocce last night, though, and that was really good. but it's fucking steak and rice, man. Like,
yeah. You don't have to explain it to me. I don't care.
And I had white rice too. It wasn't like fried rice or anything. Yeah, whatever. But for me, like, even though I think my food is a little lower, the fats are pretty high actually.
Yeah.
But the carbs are a touch lower, which is fine. But am I hungry? Yes. But for me, like, mentally, because I know I can eat if I want to now, it doesn't really bother me.
How
do you understand what I'm saying? Like, when you're prepping for a show and you're hungry as shit and you know you can't eat, you feel more hungrier.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, now, if I have the option, for me anyway, when I'm done, I'm good. Like, I don't, you know.
No, I know what you mean, because you can if you want to, even though you won't. Yeah. How is Matt with stuff like that? Like, if you watched this and, you know, you found out you went out to eat last night, would he be
angry? Oh, he knew. Because the owner of the Revive Gym, Dom, that I go, he was like, do you want to go out and get something to eat when we're done training back? I said, I don't know. Ask Matt. And he was okay. Like, I will. And Matt said, yeah, go ahead.
So, okay, so let's assume it's a different time. Let's say it's 2 weeks from now. And you're going to go, you decide you want to go to grab a bite to eat. Do you have to clear it with Matt first?
Probably not, but that's who I am.
Yeah.
Honestly, for this particular offseason, how we're actually going to structure it is we're going to structure it in a way where I'm able to have like a few cheats a meal and it's not going to fatten me up or fuck me up. And I'm not saying I'll burn out anytime soon because I love this too much, but being in the environment that I am, like, I do feel it's healthy to not, I don't want to say take a step back, but take a night and just go out and have, not even have fun, but go out to eat and enjoy company and food.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not worry about it, fucking with your body. Like,
yeah, I always put it like this. People think when I say a mental break, it means go pound like $40 worth of McDonald's. I don't. I mean, like, there's a restaurant here in the city that's an Italian restaurant that I love going to. And me and my wife will go and I'll have a steak and pasta. But I'm like, it's steak and pasta. Like, it's not.
Odds are, if you know, you don't overgorge, you'll probably gain like a pound. If you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't mean like binge. I just mean like that meal. Like, I'll
you
go
just have a meal and you're maybe a little dessert if you're feeling froggy. Yeah, I mean, if I go to the Cheesecake Factory, you know, I'll go give me a cheesecake.
I usually don't have the dessert. I think I got a fucking, I have like a trigger with sugar, man. Once I have a little bit of sugar.
Once you have a little bit, you're fucked, right?
It's fucked. I can't have dessert. I can't even have like.
That's crazy. See, I'd rather, for me though, I love, I can't go to the Cheesecake Factory and not get a piece of cheesecake.
What kind of cheesecake do you get?
Red velvet all the time.
Really?
I love it, dude.
I pictured you as a chocolate person.
No, I am a chocolate guy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this red velvet cheesecake just.
I don't think I've ever had that.
I couldn't get a hard arm for the last 4 weeks of this show, bro. This cheesecake said, boop, struck me high and tall and high
isn't
and
mighty. Isn't it crazy how, like, as soon as you eat something after the show, your fucking sex drive comes back full force?
Oh, bro.
Like, right away.
As soon as I had some good food, I'm like, oh my God.
Call your girlfriend, great. Like, hey, you want a FaceTime?
you need to get here now.
No, it's nuts because I'm the same way. Like, I talk to guys sometimes. They're like, yeah, I get more horny closer to the show. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
I have nothing.
No.
Like, even like the last 4 weeks or 6 weeks before North Americans, I would tell Summer, I'm like, don't touch me.
Yeah. That's how I am. I'm like, don't.
I got nothing to give. I got nothing for you.
Sometimes if I feel bad, I'll be like, look, if you want to do all the work, I'll fucking lay here. But like, I'm not.
Do all the work. I can't even get it up, man. What you mean?
Well, I'm okay. That I can get it up, but it's like, I don't feel nothing. I'm just like sitting there. So
you are numb to it.
Yeah. But after the show, as soon as I have like,
oh, you get that energy bunny going, you're ready to go. Dude,
as soon
boy.
As I have a piece of pizza, it's so weird how it works, man. I'm like, I'm fucking okay. I'm ready. It's all back.
See, you with the pizza. It's me with the burgers, man. You give me a big burger, it's game over, boy.
Yeah. Anyway, man. Listen, so it's good. Things are good. You're in off season. We're expecting you to get huge. Are you going to be putting out a ton more videos or what?
Yeah, now for YouTube and Instagram, yeah, I'm going to start. Now that I have more time and, I'm in a better mood now, Jed. Not a cranky dick. I'm actually going to try and see if I can get one film this week of my training. Because actually, I just got sponsored by Prime
okay.
Fitness.
Okay.
So the gym I go to, the Revive
you
gym.
Do you mean Prime, like the line of equipment?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
So we're getting all of their equipment into our gym.
That's great.
And I think the first set of it comes tomorrow and at early, like 8 a.m. And I'll train. Hopefully, if that's the case, I want to film chess tomorrow around like – and I'll do it later in the day, obviously, so I have time to get everything set up. So
you should get them You should get them to film the equipment coming in, man. I bet you people would like to see that shit. Like all the different pieces that you guys are getting.
We could do that. Yeah. I could see if we could do that.
That equipment's pretty challenging, man. I've used some of those pieces.
I love it, dude. Have you used like some of their like accessories, like their handles and stuff?
Yeah. Some of them. John, when I go see Meadows, the gym he trains at in Pickerington.
Yeah.
I think it's called American Barbell or something like that.
Yeah.
they have all the attachments and they have some of the prime pieces there, like some of the equipment. But yeah,
my favorite handles are called the CAS handles.
Yeah.
It's like the metal fat grips. I'll use them for my arms. Yeah. And I feel nothing in my elbows, my forearm, nothing but strictly bicep, bro.
Yeah, I haven't used those.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Wow. No, I use the it's like their equipment's really humbling, man, because if you put the weight on different areas,
yeah,
you're all of a sudden like relearning how to the fucking exercise. For those people who don't understand what we're talking about, Prime has, like, for example, like I use a lat row machine. They have a reverse incline lat row. Uh-huh. And to describe it to people listening, they have like three different places where you can load the weight, and putting the weight in different places makes it harder in different areas, like on the range of motion.
Right.
So like all of a sudden your lat row, where you're used to it, like
you got like one plate on this thing. You're like, yeah. Whoa.
Well, cause you're normally used to be able to get, like you're used to normally you can get like some momentum out of the first half. Right. And then squeeze the second half.
Yeah.
And if you load it properly, you get no momentum out of the first half. And you're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're going to be even stronger.
That's what now. I like about it, though. So yeah. I feel like that alone is going to help my physique even more, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, yeah.
The main goal for this off season, though, obviously I'm going to get bigger. That's just genetically who I am.
Yeah.
But the main goal is just keep refining everything at this point.
I think that's what you need. Cause when I watched the show, it's weird when you guys came out, I feel like your illusion could be better. The illusion of your body could be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Because I feel like you have enough muscle. Like you're not lacking muscle anywhere.
I mean, I was the lightest I got. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The lightest I woke up, I think the morning of, or Friday morning. Was it Friday? I woke up at like 245.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're only what, 5'6", 5'7"?
5'7".
5'7"? That's lighter than I would have expected you to say.
I think I stood on stage probably around like 248.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you got room to grow for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I maxed my size out yet. Like, I don't want to put on so much size so quick like I did. Even though I think it got me to this point and it benefited me a lot, but I think a little size here with just overall more refinement everywhere is now going to benefit me more.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. It's kind of like what Luke did. Luke put on a ton of weight, and then the last year of his career, we talked a lot about how he was more refining than anything.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to put on mass because he already had all the size. Like he was big enough. So he's just trying to refine his physique. So yeah, it makes sense. Interesting. Well, man, I wish you luck. I'm happy you came on. I want to talk to you about your pro debut. I want to see how everything's going. I want to see how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And it's good. You're positive about everything. It's good.
I'm always positive because, like, I do believe I have a really bright future.
Yeah.
And as long as I stay on the path that I'm going, I do believe I will accomplish all the goals I set out to do.
How have your fans been? How has your social media looked like? Is it like shit? Or are you getting any criticism? Or most people have your back?
Oh, most people have my back.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I love it.
How do you stay so positive all the time? It seems like you don't see any of the negative shit.
I do. I see it all. But majority of the negative people, and you know, are the ones that just can't do what I do.
True.
Or they're ones that don't like me for some reason. So I just don't pay them any mind.
And I think that's great. But it's a kind of a teachable moment for everybody listening and myself, because I get fucking riled up and I know I shouldn't. But
yeah,
how do you ignore these people? What's your strategy for just not letting it, for letting it roll off your back? How do you do it?
Because not for me, all these people that say negative things, they don't know me.
Yeah.
They don't know me as a person. They have no relevance in my life. So why would I give them the satisfaction that they want and retaliate?
Yeah. Do you leave negative comments or do you delete them?
I usually delete them. Like now in off season, I'll leave them because I think they're funny now. I'm not in prep. I don't care. Fuck it. But if I'm in prep, I don't want to see it. So I delete it.
Interesting. I've never seen it because I'm the same all year round. I don't want to see it. So I'm like, fuck off.
Anyone that brings things, I have blocked more people in this prep than I have my entire life. Anyone that has said anything about my varicose veins on my legs.
Yeah. Automatic block.
I block. I don't even care what it says. As soon as I read legs with varicose and somewhere block. In that sentence, yeah. Block.
Block.
Like, I'm done. Block.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, me and my friends used to laugh because I used to have like a record. I'm like, how many people can I block today?
I'll text you my block list. it'll probably be about 20 photos.
I feel bad about it, but it's like I know what you mean. When you're dieting, you just don't want to hear any shit.
Well, because a lot of them will start with something good, right? They'll be like, "Wow, he looks really good, but those varicose veins are very dangerous. He should probably get them checked." Do you not realize that these varicose veins have nothing to do with bodybuilding? Yeah. I've gotten them checked, and I've said this multiple times. I've gotten them checked. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people still think, like, I had one guy say, I'm a doctor, and this is what you should do. Like, dude, listen, block. Like,
don't you love it when people try and diagnose you for, like, they don't know anything? They know, like, one thing.
Yeah.
Because I put like that statement out about not being able to compete, and I'm like, you know, my kidney levels are a little elevated.
Yeah.
This guy messages me with like a complete protocol. I'm like, you don't know anything about my blood work. You don't know anything.
Exactly.
You literally don't know the numbers. You don't know shit. I put out like the most vague statement ever. Exactly. And I'm like, I know people, I know, like, this is what blows my mind. I'm like, I know people are trying to help, but I think to myself, okay, I have a doctor who I know and I trust and knows my entire medical history.
Right.
And I have this guy who doesn't even have a picture on his fucking profile on Instagram. And I'm like, maybe that's the guy I should trust over my doctor. I'm like,
yeah, right.
What are people thinking? Like, I don't understand. Like, why would I take your medical advice over my fucking doctor's who knows my entire medical history?
Exactly.
It's insane. Makes no sense. Yeah.
You gotta love it though.
So in the off season, you don't care. You leave the comments.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
How bad do they have to be before you're like, get out of here? You're blocked. Fuck off.
They have to be pretty severe. Yeah.
You what?
They have to be pretty severe. Like, I personally don't like comments, and it don't matter what time of the year when people say, "I'm gonna die like Dallas."
Oh man, I hate those fucking. You know. Yeah.
It don't matter what time of the year that is. That's an instant. That's swipe and delete.
I tried to talk some sense into a guy once because he said something about that. I forget what I wrote or I forget what I posted. And the guy was like, you're going to die soon, just like the rest of your friends. And I was like,
it is the most.
I actually wrote back, like, to the guy. I'm like, does that make you feel good, man? I'm like, if I died tomorrow, would you be happy because you were right? Like, you just want to be right. Like,
exactly.
If I died and you were right, would you be like, pat yourself on the back because you were right? Or like, would you feel bad that I died?
Well, see, like, my whole thing is, though, is like, you have to be some type of fucked up individual to even say that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But luckily, though, they say it to me who I'm able to, it bothers me, but I'm able to brush that shit off.
Yeah.
Like, you say that to the wrong person who's already mentally fucked up, that person might actually go do some dumb shit.
Yeah.
And that's is that going to make you feel good? Like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
People have no remorse anymore. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, because you can't feel anything. Like, you don't, like, if you were standing in an elevator with somebody, they would never say 3/4 of the things that you see online. And I'm not saying because, and I'm not saying because you're scared or you're going to beat them up. I'm just saying just because of human decency. When you're standing in front of somebody, you would never say half the things.
It's a different story now.
Yeah. But online, you don't feel, there's no feeling. You're just like, ah, go fuck yourself. You're going to die. And then you walk away and nobody cares.
Exactly.
So, anyway, interesting. Well, I got to learn from you then, because I keep blocking people every day of the year.
I find some of the comments like funny. I do.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do have a little bit better sense of humor about shit, you know, in the off season after you've eaten some food and you kind of relaxed a little bit.
And then I'll even go back to some like pictures. Yeah. I was like, that's a funny one. If I was in prep, I probably would have freaked out, though. I do. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, that's good, man.
You got to think. A lot of them are just jealous of you. I like to look at it as a factor like that. A lot of the ones that, you know, are like, oh, well, you abused drugs, you did it. You don't know what I do. You probably did it and can't look like me, you know?
Well, either they're jealous or they're just, they just
unhappy with their life.
I feel like they just do it because they can, because they never do it in real life, right?
Well, that too. Yeah.
They're like, I can say whatever I want to this guy because he's never going to come find me. So
Right.
So they take the opportunity.
Unless
right?
you pull fucking Liam Neeson from Taken and be like, you know, I told you I was gonna find you.
show up at their house. Anyway, man, listen, I'm happy you came on. I just wanted to get the update about the the show and how everything's going.
I love coming on, man.
Yeah, man, we'll do it again for sure. Good luck in your prep, or good luck in your off season. I hope you get huge. And if you start having cheat meals, start posting them. I want to see that shit.
I will. All
right. Make sure, Matt, like, how? So you're planning on cheat meals how often? 2 or 3 times a week?
I don't even know. I feel like sometimes with Matt, if I just said, hey, bro, I'm going to get him some food, he'd probably be like, okay.
I need to get coached by Matt. That's what I need to. I need to get coached by Matt.
As long as, like, we're monitoring things and you look good, like,
yeah.
I feel like I could be like, you know, hey, Matt, we're all these – I'm going out to eat with Dom and all them. Is that cool? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
John's like that too. Yeah. John's, you know, like that too. John's,
you know why he'd probably give me okay most or probably all the time?
Yeah.
Because Matt knows how I am.
Yeah.
He knows how strict I am. He knows if I do go out and eat, I'm probably just going to eat a meal and that's it. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go haywire.
Isn't it, it's weird, you know, like when I'm in the off season, if I'm having a cheat meal, I can have just a meal and I'm good. I don't binge in the off season.
Yeah.
It's when I'm dieting that I feel like that fucking tap gets turned on and I can't turn it off.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And like I said, after a show, like that night after the show, I feel like there's no limit. Go enjoy yourself. Like,
yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but after that, you know, even Sunday, if you want to eat all day Sunday, go ahead. Fuck it. But for me, like on Monday, I get kind of over it. And me then too. I get back on plan.
Me too.
Because it's because it's like the prep's over. So it's like, you know, you can eat now. So it's like, well, let me get some of this water weight off. Let me stick to a diet and I'll have something on a Saturday or Sunday.
Hey, when you were flying home, were you all fucking bloated and gassy or are you fine?
I kept looking at my ankles and they still looked small. So I think I was.
But you weren't like farting and shit on the plane, were you?
No. Shockingly, no, because I normally do. I normally fuck shit up on planes and shit.
Are you that guy?
Yeah. I'll never forget when I did my first national show, USA's, in 2016. I sat behind this lady, and I had such bad gas, bro.
On the way home?
This girl was spraying shit. She was spraying something. And my mom was like across from me.
Yeah.
She could smell it. And she's like, what the fuck, dude? But the lady was like literally spraying some shit. And I felt bad because like every time she would spray, I'm like, and then because, and it just, I couldn't help but to laugh because you could just feel the tension from the other side.
Oh, she's probably pissed as fuck.
But luckily this time I didn't have that issue, shockingly. So
I wanted to tell you something. I figured out the spoon fork debate. You know, the whole thing with eating with a spoon.
Who wins, bro?
No, this is why I figured out why everybody is so spoon and fork. So what kind of, you know, you probably eat like a basmati rice or like a long grain or like jasmine rice, something like that, right?
Sushi rice.
You eat sushi rice?
I love sushi rice.
And you eat it with a spoon?
Hell yeah.
You just fucked up my whole fucking thought process. I got beard hair in my mouth. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm fucking feeling, bro.
No, this is you fucked up my whole theory now.
I'm sorry.
Because I eat sushi rice.
Yeah.
So it's all like, you know, it's clumped together. So I eat it with a fork. Yeah. I was going to say people eat with a spoon because they eat basmati and it's all like grains of rice. It's
not I scoop a big ass scoop of the sushi.
All right. Well, there goes that fucking now. That theory goes out the fucking window. All right, man. All right. Listen, have a good one. We'll talk soon.
You too. Yeah.
All right, brother.
I'll see you soon, buddy.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.